Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with a KUAC News Minor update. The men of the Fairbanks Four have until May 14th to file an amended joint complaint against the City of Fairbanks and others in federal court. The four men, Marvin Roberts, Kevin Pease, George Fries, and Eugene Vent, are suing the city and one current and three former police officers for wrongful imprisonment for the 1997 killing of 15-year-old John Hartman in Fairbanks. Roberts filed his own lawsuit on December 7th, and the other three filed a combined suit 11 days later. Because the language of the suits is similar and often identical in part, all four men will file a single amended complaint for pretrial purposes as ordered by presiding judge Russell Holland. Each plaintiff still retains the right to ask an individual trial if the case proceeds that far. According to a stipulation and joint report filed in the court, quote, counsel for all parties agreed that these cases should be consolidated for the purposes of dispositive motions and discovery, close quote. The Fairbanks North Star Borough will have to impose tougher measures to reduce local fine particulate pollution. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the new controls target more than wood smoke.
The regulators with the State Department of Environmental Conservation's Air Quality Division delivered a sobering message in Tuesday's meeting at the Borough Assembly's chambers.
Unfortunately, to some extent, we're not here as the bearer of good news tonight.
Air Quality Division Director Denise Koch said she and the panel of air quality experts requested the meeting to explain a set of documents they'd produced that lay out the measures needed to reduce the area's air pollution so that it won't harm human health and will bring the borough back into compliance with federal air quality standards.
This is a preliminary draft. We are showing you documents because we want you to see our early thinking. We need your input.
The panelists focused much of their presentation on 14 proposed measures that are more stringent than the borough's existing efforts to reduce fine particulates, or PM2.5, which have mainly focused on homes with wood stoves. They said federal law requires more stringent measures because the borough had failed to reduce PM2.5 around Fairbanks and North Pole sufficiently to attain federal air quality standards. So the Environmental Protection Agency last year redesignated it as a serious non-attainment area and required the state to develop a plan to include such measures as mandatory use of ultra-low sulfur heating oil, or ULSD.
And ULSD is being looked at across the community wholesale, ULSD across the board, everybody, homeowners, business owners, you know, everybody.
Program manager Cindy Heil says DEC estimates ultra-low sulfur heating oil would cost 34 to 43 cents a gallon more than number one or number two heating oil. But ULSD greatly reduces sulfur emissions, says Bob Dulla, who was contracted by DEC for the analysis. He says number one fuel oil emits about 850 parts per million of sulfur when burned. That's more than 50 times the 15 parts per million that ULSD produces.
It's a very, very significant reduction and provides a very real benefit.
Heil says the state implementation plan that DEC is compiling also will likely require reducing emissions of sulfur dioxide because the chemical compound can combine with other substances in the atmosphere and form PM2.5. So she says DEC proposes to require owners of so-called point sources of emissions, mainly power plants, to install a total of $54 million worth of additional pollution control technology to remove most of their sulfur dioxide emissions.
There are other control measures on the point sources for sulfur that have higher efficiency rates, but if, as you can see, one is 103 million and the other is 160 million.
Heil and others emphasize that they've tried to balance the costs of the measures they're proposing in the state implementation plan against the benefits. But she and the other panelists warned there's no guarantee that EPA won't require more stringent measures that, for example, could include the more efficient power plant emissions control technologies. On the other hand, as Dulla says, they're all aware that at some point, at least some residents may decide they can't afford to pay the cost of cleaner air.
Well, everybody knows that if the price goes up, you're going to use less of it, or you're going to search for alternatives. And in this case, the search for alternatives turns out to be really important because one of the most likely candidates as an alternative is burning more wood.
Other assembly members and officials at the meeting raised other concerns, such as how higher fuel oil prices will affect the Interior Gas Utilities' efforts to encourage conversion to natural gas. But by the end of the meeting, most appeared ready to get to work on ordinances that would implement DEC's proposed measures. Borough Mayor Carl Castle says he'll begin by immediately forming a stakeholders group to include residents and representatives of businesses that would be affected by the new regs, such as Golden Valley Electric Association.
This is a community-wide problem, and everybody in the Fairbanks North Star borough is going to be impacted by this. It's an issue that doesn't have an easy solution, and any of the solutions are going to involve the entire community to get there.
Koch, the Air Quality Division Director, says she and the other panelists will meet today with some of those stakeholders, including some from Golden Valley. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.